last night we looked at some verses from John 14. I just wanted to read one or two of them again to us. It says, "If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." And then down to verse 23. Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me." This thought of obedience and love. It's easy for us to say we love God. But here Jesus clearly links loving God, loving Jesus, with obeying. Obedience. I know as a parent, or maybe as a child, I've heard it. If you love me, obey me. We can say we love our parents, and I'm sure we do. But the test is that we obey them. And tonight, one of the things I've done on Saturday nights, what I like to do is, I like to step back in history for you, or together. Now, I remember camp. I remember this room as a child, as a teenager. There was no carpet on the floor. It was wooden plank floors. And there were mats every so often in that, you know, little throw rugs. And then these lights, if you can see that chain, they probably hung down to here. You know, so if you didn't, you'd hit your head against it. And there was no lectern like this. There was just these chairs. And so when you came in here, it had a little different atmosphere. You know, it wasn't as modern maybe as it is now. Oh, it's not modern? No fans. I don't think there were fans, right? Maybe. And it got hot in here. Now, this camp was established in 1946. And I need your help again, Sister Julia. I need a picture from the room. I need the two men.
Okay.
Can you figure that one out?
Hopefully.
Okay, good. The minister who founded the Ridgewood Pentecostal Fellowship had it in his heart to have a place where children from the city, from New York City,
thank you. Right.
That's perfect. Could come. And so they, for a number of years in the 1940s, they rented a place in Lake George, and they had camp on someone else's property in Lake George. And then in 1946, this place was purchased, and the first camp season at Pilgrim Camp took place. Now, how many years ago was that? 1946. 65. And this actually is the 66th season of Pilgrim Camp. But that man's name was Hans Walfogel, and he's the feller on the right. My right, your left.
Yes.
Okay, that's Uncle Hans. And he was from a German-Swiss upbringing, German Baptist Church. His father was a minister. You know, you've seen his picture before. It's also in the library. If you go in the library, you'll see his picture on the wall. And the man next to him is my grandfather. That's Gottfried Walfogel. I never met him. He died before I was born. But they ministered together in Ridgewood and for many years. But it was on his heart to have this camp. And so really, I think we could say that Pilgrim Camp is in existence because of his vision. And tonight, I'd like to play for you a talk that he gave. I don't know exactly when it was given. Some, I think it was maybe in the 60s, maybe 1964. And the title of it is Loving Jesus. Loving Jesus. It's only 18 minutes long, but I'd like you to hear him. It's interesting to me that now you can go on the internet and you can listen to Hans Waldvogel. That's great. And you can put them on your playlist. I would highly recommend it. You can download all of his talks on your playlist.